In this week's Cotton News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Seals, chief of the grading branch of USDA AMS Cotton Program in Memphis, Tennessee. This is cut one, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
It was about a month late in South Texas, and it seemed like that was going to set the trend for the entire crop. If you look at the U.S. averages, it may look very similar to past crops, but if you look at it by region, by state, you'll see that Texas quality this year was much higher than past years. In fact, the last 2 years, Texas, we've continued to see an improvement. The Mid-South, the North Delta, Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, actually their quality was down a little from last year, whereas Mississippi and Louisiana had an improvement in quality from last year. I think some of that was due to some timely rains in September. The Southeast, of course, the drought area was really hit hard by the quality of the crop this year, especially Alabama and South Carolina seemed to be, of course, the yield and the quality both suffered in those states.
This is cut two, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
One thing I did notice about this crop, which is one of the bright spots of it, is our micronair. Again, if you look at the micronair average, it's comparable to last year, like a 4.4. But if you look at the range of micronair from Texas all the way to the southeast, the range is only like a 4.2 to a 4.6, one of the tightest ranges I've ever seen in average micronair since I've been following the quality of the crop.
This is cut three, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
One of the things that we noticed in the Mid-South and Southeast that I think the growers should need to really make note of is the increased amount of trash we're seeing in the cotton. We saw a significant increase. In fact, the Mid-South average this year was right at a 4-leaf, whereas you look back 5 years ago and it was close to a 3-leaf. So we've seen the average leaf content in the crop increase significantly in the Mid-South and the Southeast.